الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده، يحسب أن ماله أخلده، كلا لينبذن في الحطمة، وما أدراك ما الحطمة، نار الله الموقدة، التي تطلع على الأفئدة، إنها عليهم مؤصدة، في عمد ممددة. صدق الله العظيم.
First of all, those brothers who are sitting downstairs or in the other rooms are kindly requested to come upstairs, fill in the front room. It's very important that we try to utilize the space properly and try to provide space for the incoming brothers. Also, if we can have the sufuf at the front completed, the closer we are to the Imam, the greater the reward that we will get, inshallah. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we all know, that we are about to finish the December month, and the month of January is about to start. For many, this will be a chance for them to start something fresh, or start something from which they can make their future. For some, it will be the dawn of their new wealth creation, or their new job, etc., etc. But what we should try to understand is that there is nothing new apart from the fact that life is diminishing. Every year that goes past, it means 1 year has finished and one more less year to have. Because our life is already been stipulated, our life has already been, should we say, counted for us, and our life has already been determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how much we are going to get and how long it will be. So in reality, our life is not increasing, our age is not increasing, but our life is decreasing, and we are coming closer to our final hour. And that is what we should take lesson from. That we are rushing, we are running towards our final hour. One day we will have to leave this world. No matter how much wealth we accumulate, this will not help us to live any longer in this world. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated for us, that will not decrease, or that will not increase. Whatever He has allocated, it will stay that. So by amassing more wealth, it will not increase our life expectancy. Or should I say, our life in this world. By having such status, it will not increase the time that we spend in this world. This time has already been fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes we forget. We get so engrossed and so much involved that we forget that one day we will have to leave this world. And this is what exactly what the Quran says. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Woe to that person, may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon that person who scorns at others, who mocks at others. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. That who accumulates wealth and it constantly counts it. Oh, today I have 1,000. Tomorrow I'm going to make 3,000. Oh, today now I have 2,000. I need to make one more 1,000. Constantly counting how much wealth he has. And because of that, he forgets that one day he will leave this world. This is why the Quran says, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّمَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. That he thinks that his wealth will make him immortal. He thinks that his wealth will make him live forever in this world. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us, that he becomes so distorted, he becomes so neglectful and so forgetful and so unmindful of the hereafter that he forgets that one day he will die. That he forgets that one day he will die. And he starts planning, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Oh, I have another 1,000, I have another 50,000, I need to make this property, I need to do this, I need to do that business. He constantly thinks about that. And he forgets that one day he will leave this world. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّمَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَ. He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal. That he will never die. He forgets completely. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that the rich man doesn't know he's going to die. Of course he knows he's going to die one day. But he forgets completely. He forgets. And the Quran explains that so beautifully. That as if he's going to live forever. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once gave a good example. He drew a box in the sand. And then he drew one big line in the middle. And that line came out the other side and going further. And then he drawn many small lines coming out from that one line. That is joining onto that one big long line in the middle, which is surpassed the border and gone further. So this is the man's life. In the middle, that one long line is the man's life. And when it reaches the actual line, the border, that is his death. And the line beyond that border is his desires and wishes. And all those lines that are hitting that line is all his necessities, what he needs. So, necessities are there, which is attached to that long line. But his desires is so much that it goes beyond his life his time is stipulated time. Before he can finish or he can acquire whatever he desired, Maut, Malakul Maut comes and terminates his life. So our desires are so much that we can never fulfill those desires in this world. Why? It's common sense. We don't have the time to finish all those desires. We won't have the strength to do all those desires. The only place where we can complete and fulfill all our desires is in Jannah. For there we will never become old, we will always have strength. For there we will always have life, never taste death again. For there we will have the ability to want, to get what we want. So we can fulfill all our desires. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. The Quran says that for you, whatever you desire will be, you will be given. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you desire, whatever you want, you will get. Today, many of us desire so many things, but we can't get it. We don't have the ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the jannatis that ability. They only have to wish and it will be in front of them. So that will be given. And the life will be given, which will never finish. So continue, fulfill your desires. And then on top of that, all of us need strength. We may have life, we may have the ability to get those things, but if we don't have the strength to enjoy, then it means nothing. It means nothing. So we need also strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give strength. A person will be a very young person in Jannah. So that is the place where we need to, where we will be able to fulfill. In this world, we will not be able to fulfill all our desires. We'll never be able to fulfill our desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave that example. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, woe to that person, may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon that person, who has this attitude that it's all about money, 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 and he forgets that one day I will leave this world. And those who have money, because they forget about akhirah, about the life hereafter, they do not pay their dues on that. They do not give their zakat. They do not give it in charity. Because they forget that one day I'm going to leave this world. All they think about is investing. That's why it's very hard to get money. You try to loan some money from a rich person. He said, oh, I don't have any because I've invested in this and that. He just keeps on investing. And you ask a normal person, can you lend me some money? Yeah, how much? I got 1,000 in my bank, I'll give you 1,000. He will lend you. But you go to a rich person, oh, my money is always invested. He gets another 5,000, he invests it again. That's all they think about. And I've tasted that myself. Many people, alhamdulillah, helped me, but very few of them were very rich. So it's true. Wealthy people, if they don't have the vision for akhirah, then they forget to give it in charity. They forget to give it in zakah. Because they are so much involved in that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forewarning us. Warning us that the new year comes, it should be a wake up call for us. It should remind us that my life is diminishing. It is not a point of celebration that I have reached the age of 40. It should be a point of thinking that my whatever life has been allocated for me, 40 of those years have gone. I don't know how many more is left. I don't know if I'm going to see the following year. I do know that this much has gone. So it should be a wake-up call. But that we may renew our intention that from today, no, I will try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will try my utmost level to practice upon the deen, for I do not know when my final hour will come. I have to make effort on those whom I have been given responsibility, my wife, my children, making sure that they practice upon the deen. How many times have we made sure that our children had performed Salatul Fajr? We may wake up for Salatul Fajr and read it, but forget that my wife, my children, have they read it? How many times have we come back home and asked that, have you read all your Salah? We've gone out from 9 o'clock in the morning, come back 7. Have we ever asked? Made some inquiries? Has everybody done their Salah? What did you do the whole day today? And if they've done good, alhamdulillah. If not, we shouldn't be doing this. Reminding each other. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ This is what the Quran says. Remind each other, for reminding benefits the believers. All we come home, the wife wants to know what's happened at the work, and we talk about that. But do we ever ask, okay, what have we done at home since I've gone? Has all the children prayed the salah? Have they learned the sabak? Have they done this? Have they done that? We talk about all other rubbish. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice what we said. All the brothers who have not performed the sunnah, request for the sunnah, inshallah.